says that you have to be toida ben, it's not like it's written in the Torah. So in other words, even though the Torah gives you a chiv of pidyon ben, and one man the Yomah says that's considered as if there's a shtar, here we hold no, we hold that milva, everybody holds here milva, ksuba b'Torah, I'll tell you, is lat ksuba b'shtar domi. And also the kuli yam, the yisul, the rapop, everybody agrees, both from Meir, the Tanakam, both from rapop, is halacha. So what the Yomah rapop says, that milva al peh, if you lend somebody money, only by peh, means you do not write it down in the shtar, the halacha is goyvim in ayorshim, late, even though the leiva dies, you have a right to go down to his son, so the yorshim collects from the yorshim, but the engoyvim in alakuchay, if the leiva himself does not have money anymore, just he sold his property, you cannot collect from the kuchay. The kuchay you could only collect if you sold it to him, if you lent the money with the shtar. But if nobu ba'peh, you cannot collect from the kuchay. So everybody holds from these klolim. So what's the machlekes over here? Hatay yivahocha b'chomesh v'loy v'chatzi chomesh k'mislegi. Here the machlekes is that you have to pay, let's say, 2.5 sloyim in a case where you can't pay all 5. Do we make you pay 2.5 or do we say no? The chiv tzidin ha-ben is either to pay the complete chomesh sloyim, and if you don't have to pay chomesh, then you potter. That the Rameya, so Rameya holds chomesh v'loy chatzi chomesh. You only have to pay 5. If you only have 2.5 to give, you potter from paying. So in other words, like over here, these two brothers, after they made the chalukah, so they're going now like Rabasi, that half of that Yerusha is called Yerusha, that you should have to pay up the pidyon ben from it, but half of it is called the kuchay. And now the chiv pidyon ben is only been milva bapeh, not pishtar. And the halacha is the telegraph papa, that you did not collect a milva bapeh from the kuchay. So therefore, half of the Yerusha they received with the kuchah, the kuchay is the potter from giving for pidyon ben. So they only have to pay up the other 2.5 that's left over with the Yerusha. Again, the father only left over 5 sloyim worth of karka. When the two brothers yashin it, even though the chiv was chal upon the nechassim, because the father was mechuyev to pay, but now when the two sons yashin it, half of that remains lekuches. So 2.5 sloyim worth of it, the kohen can't collect now from lekuches, because it's a milva b'peh. Only the other half, 2.5 sloyim worth of Yerusha, which that we say, milva b'peh could be given from Yerusha. That's the machlokes. Remeya says you're potter from paying now, because since you don't have a chiv to pay 5, you don't have to pay 2.5 either. If you have used yourself, no, chomesh v'afilu chati chomesh also. Even though you only have a chiv to pay 2.5, we make you pay that much also. That's the machlokes. That's where Rebbe learns. So first the question, yehochi, if so, we have used the reina. Why does Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Nischayiv u'nechosim. Why does it say in the nechosim? Nischayiv. Nischayiv u'gavr miboyle. It should have said stronger. The pshat is, since the father was alive when the Bechor was 30 days old, so the chalachiv upon the father. He should have said a stronger lashon. He should have said nischayiv gavur mi boyle. Should have said that the chiv was chal upon the father already. V'yoyt. Secondly, time you've learned clearly. Rabbi Yehuda holds v'achim shacholku. If achim divide up the yerusha of the father, im yesh asor rezuz lezeh, fi asor rezuz lezeh chayovim. If there's 10 zuz to this one and 10 zuz to that one, they have a chiyuv to give pidyon ben. Rashi says, Asar zuz is there, Tainu beis sloyim apalga. Each one has beis sloyim and a half, there's a chiyuv of pidyon ben. V'yim lav p'turim. Now, my Asar zuz is there, what does it mean to say Asar zuz is there? Yilem, if you want to tell me, bein birusha bein lekuchais, then it means to say that they yashin this, and between the half they have for Yerusha and half they have for Mekuchos, each one only got 2.5 sloyim. If so, then the chomesh, afilu chatzi chomesh, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to pay even half of the chomesh, not a complete chomesh. If so, that's the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda, then yehochi ma'iri asara. What does he have to say that each son yashin 10 zuzim for? Afilu botim asaranami. No matter how little they yashin, doesn't make enough gemino. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that no matter how much money you have to pay for pidyon ben. Even in the case where you don't have the 5 sloyim, you only have 2.5, so the same halach would apply if you only have 1.5. So why does he say, if each son yashin 10 for each one, why 10 even less than 10? So that can't be the pshat here. El pshit of sure we're talking about now, asar rezuz Yerushalayim, the asar rezuz Yerushalayim. That you would just say, no, each son yashin, but there is Yerusha 10 zuzim, and each son yashin 2.5 sloyim. So it comes out together, when they both have to pay now, because since the father was alive, so the chiv was already chal, so now both of them have to pay for the kohen 2.5 sloyim. Why do they have to pay? Because they have five together. Alma, what do we see from Rabbi Yehuda is that chomish lechati chomish thrilei. Rabbi Yehuda also holds you only have to pay when you have five slim to pay, not less. So even Rabbi Yehuda holds the shita. Then what's shana mishnah? What's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Sakasha and Rava. I'll tell you like this. The Kuliyama both remain and Rabbi Yehuda both agree. Chomish lechati chomish. You only have to pay pidin ben chomish loyim and not less. The Yochasayi, the Machlokes is, but the Rabbasi, the Rapopis, the Machlokes is, and the Rabbasi didn't Rapopis Alocha. That's the Machlokes. Like we said before, Rapopis was one that said that Nuva Peh could only collect from Yorshim, not from the Kuchas. So could be Rabbi Yehuda Olds, nor Rabbi Yehuda Olds, even from the Kuchas also, about Nuva Peh could collect. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Olds, you have to pay the five Slayim, because even though it's Machta Yerusha and Machta Lekuchas, but even the part that's Lekuchas, maybe he argues on Rapapa to say you even could collect from the Lekuchas even a Nova Bapter. Rashi can say Rabasi's Allah. That Rabasi said it's a suffix where the Yesh Berein Grede, where the Chatsi is the Yerusha, Chatsi is Lekuchas, could be a Yudol's, we hold Yesh Berera. And those things are called Yerusha. Therefore, those things called Yerusha is good, why they have to pay the five slurms to the Kohen. Now the Gemara says, Viki Sam the Master Leah Sefer, someone in the Sol Shalom the Sefer, the Mishnah. It says, what, Nishchaivu an Nechosim? Yeah. So, the Nisto Av Amos. When did the father die? So, as she says, somewhere on the Sol Shmaitato, on the Sefer of the Mishnah, on Yabbi Yehuda's Halacha. That what it says, that Yehuda holds Nishchaivu an Nechosim. That since the father is ready Mechuyiv, therefore the kids have to pay now the Eitz Loyim. The question he asked on Yabbi Yehuda's Sefer is, the Nisto Av Amos, when did the father die? Elaim, the Nisto Yachas Shol Shimon, after the kids, after the Bechor 30 days old, why? That since the father was alive for 30 days, the chiv is chal upon the father. So no matter what the kids do, the chiv is chal already. Ella must have returned shloshim. The father died when the chor was less than 30 days old. If the kids make a chaluka divide up the Yerusha, amay mechayvim Yehuda. Why would you say both of them have to pay? Hey, sloyim, leiz legavi haivlev chayim, legavi haivlev chayim. The Kohen should go to each one of the twins, and each one has the right to push off the Kohen and say, no, I'm not the Bechor, go to the other one. Or Mirim Yirmi says, Shan the Mishnah is, Zoy Semeris, here is the proof, that Zoy Semeris, that Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, Shoyibi Rachis, if you have two people with the exact same name in the same city, and one bought a field off his chaver, so Baal Choyv Goyv Mimenu, the Baal Choyv of one of them has a right to collect the field from you. The Yomli says like this, listen, if I lent you the money, if you're the Shimon ben Yosef ben Shimon, that I lent the money to, so I'm taking away the portion from you, you owe me the money. Ella, my wife, maybe I didn't lend you the money, I lent Yechavu the money. I lent the money to Yechavu, Mishtab the lead, Nikarmi the doch. Listen, he is Meshubit to you. And so since he's Meshubit to you, I'm taking the chosim away from you and you collect the money from him. Since he sold you this field to Manashach, if the field is taken away from you, you have a right to collect it from him. So Manashach, I come and take it away from you. Rashi says, Hachinam, it is really Achen Shechok Lekukah saying, he ain't Breira. And still Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv, even though he old ain't Breira, still Yechayiv. Because the mice, you bought it off Yechaver, so Manashach, either it's yours, and either if it's Yechaver's, it's Meshubit to you. So therefore, you give it to me and you collect from him. On this again, I'm a Rav. Rav asked the question, no. Michti, let's see. Nichsu, devar inish, in an arvin bay. The property of a person is marv to you. If so, so since the property is an arv, is a guarantee, when the owner does not have to pay, you cannot go to the guarantee directly. Okalishna kama, and if so, we have to come on to the same territory we answered before. There are these that learn this shall start on the seifam. But the Maskana Sagamor will have to be the same way we learned before in the Reisha. Now the Mishnah says, Shtei Nos, let's say you have two ladies, Shaloi Bichru, that they both did not give birth yet. There was one man has two wives, and they both did not give birth yet. The older Shnei Zchorim, both of them gave birth at the same time, to two Zchorim. So treated the two Bichorim here now, so Nathan Yutzloim Lekoyim, Avada the father has to pay 10 Sloim Tokoyim. Meitech, and then let's say one of these two Bichorim die, the Torah Shloi Shimyoim, Sim lekayin echad not, unless you already gave 10 sloyim to one kayin. Shlokhus yasaloy, that kayin has to give you back from his sloyim. Because now that one died before 30 days, there's no chiyuv pidyon aben on that one. Let's say vim lishnei karam not, unless you gave the money to two different kanim, And the Yochel Otim Yodim, he can't get the money back from the Kohen. Because each Kohen has a right to say, I took the money for the one that's still alive, not for the one that's dead. So again, the Moshe Mecher Olav Araya, you can't get your Chomis Loyim back. What's going to be again when your two wives gave birth to Zohar and the Kaver? Or else, I Shnei Zohar and the Kaver. Then the Locher is Loisin Chomis Loyim the Kohen. You have a Vadi, at least one Bechor. So you have to pay Chomis Loyim. On the other one, you put that because it's a Sophic. What's going to be Shnei Nekavis of Zohar? Oy shnei zechor mishnei nekevus, and you come the kohen klum, because it's a suffix. Whether you have a bechor altogether, could be in both cases the nekevus came out first. The Ramosh and Chaver, we apart from pidyon aben. What's going to be again? You have two wives, achas bichra v'achas lebichra. One wife already gave birth, already one wife did not give birth yet. The yoldu shnei zechor, so fish pshito, noisin chomis from the kohen. You have to pay at least chomis from the kohen. If he has to give at least once, neisechemem. Let's say one of them died, v'toyach shloshim yoyim. So ha'av apotah. Because the father is right to say, most probably it's the Bechor that died Tosh Loshim, the Chiv is not Chal, and therefore he's Potem Chomish Loyim. What's going to be Meisa? Let's say the father died. The Abonim Kiyonim, both sons are alive. So Remei Yeroimer, in Nos Nuach Lechok, if they gave Chomish Loyim before they made Yerusha, Chaluk and Yerusha, then Nos, the Mitzvah Senech Naimer, then the Mechuyiv to give Heis Loyim. It's like the father's property, the father's Mechuyiv to give Heis Loyim. The Yim Lav, but if they did not give the money to live, they made the Chaluk and then Pturim. Since it's their property now, each one has the right to say, I'm not the Bechor. If you do, I'm not, and if Chayv and the Chosim know that the Chosim was ready, Mechuyiv, and Pshita have the Chiyiv to give, haste loyim to the Kohen. What's going to be now again these two wives, Zohar and the Keva? The one gave birth before and one did not, and they gave birth one now to Zohar and to the Keva. So get in the Kohen Klum, there's no Chiyiv to Jina Ben, because the one that did not give birth, he has the right to say, she gave birth to the Keva. What's going to be Shtei Noshim, Shal Shnei Noshim, two different husbands with two different wives? There's two couples, two separate couples. Shlei Bichru, neither of them gave birth yet. The Yoldu Beis Chorim, both couples give birth to a Zohar. Shita Zenos HaKom, Shlei Mekoyim, Zenos HaKom, Shlei Mekoyim, Tu Chiyuvim, Pidin HaBen. Meisechem Mehem, Beter Shleishim, Sim Lekoyin Echem Nos. If they both gave the money to one Koyin, Yachlam Chom Shloim, the Koyin has to return back Chom Shloim, because sure one is Pata. Im Lishnei Kanam Nosnu, and in Yechom Loitzim Yodim, you can't take it back. When the kids got mixed up now, so we did not know which one died, so therefore, each Kohen has the right to say, I took the money for the Chai. What's going to be these two couples, Zohar and the Keva? Yeah, one wife gave birth to a Zohar, one gave birth to a Keva, and the two kids got mixed up. So it comes out one of them is the Bechor and one is not. So our voice, the Turim. The two fathers, like each one has the right to say, my kid was a girl. So the Kohen goes to each one of them, each one has the right to say, I don't have the Bechor. But the Ben Chayiv, Lamaita, there's a Vadi Bechor here. The kid itself, when he grows up, will have a chiyuv to be proud of himself. That's called v'aben chayav lifter tesar tmoim. That's the law. If the father does not do the mitzvah pidyon aben, then the father, his son, has a chiyuv to be proud of himself. What's going to be these two couples now? Shtei nekevus zocher. Both of them gave birth to a girl, and one gave birth to a zocher. By shtei nekevus shnei zocherim. There were two girls. Both gave birth. Let's say the twins. Two girls and two boys. It is so enkar mekayin klum. Again, the kohen gets nothing over here. But each father has a right to say that his wife gave birth to a girl first, and then we did the bonum also. Each ben has a right to say, my sister was born first, so therefore it's a suffix b'chor all around, therefore the kohen has no right to collect it all, there's no fee of pidyon aben. What's going to be again these two couples, achas bichra v'yachas lebichra? One wife gave birth already once before, and one did not. Now, and shoshnei anoshim, they're from two different husbands. There's two couples, that one couple had a kid already. And now, the Yodu Shnei Zchorim, these two wives gave birth together. The kids got mixed up. Each one had a Zohar. So, Zohar is Zesh LeBichrom. The husband that knows that his wife did not give birth yet, Ishtar, Zesh LeBichrom, Ishtar, Noisichom Shloim Lekayin. That father has a Chiyabad, if he appointed the Ben. Even though he's not sure which one is his kid, but he knows for sure his kid is the Bechor. But he knows his wife did not give birth yet. The first time his wife gave birth, and she gave birth to a Zohar. Therefore, there's a Vadi Bechor, the father has a Chiyuv to give. What's going to be Zohar in the cave? These two couples, one gave birth to a cave, one to a Zohar. So again, Enkan the Kohen Klum, the Kohen has no right to collect anything here. Because the husband of the one that did not give birth, he has the right to say, maybe my wife gave birth to the Nikaiva. Therefore, there's no Bechor Rosh, there's no Chiyuv to pay Chomis Loyim. Shechlami, Enkan the Kohen Klum. That's the kid test. You said over here, these two Mishnayos in here, that for the mitzvah pidyon aben, we look at the Hilchos Mamnis, that if the owner, if the father or the kid has the right to be matzah the current in a suffix, I'm not the Bechor, 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 I'm not and therefore the pot of Pinyin Aben. Now the Gemara says, Maishnor Shnei Kahanim, how come by two Kahanim? The Yoz Lagabi Hayu Matchilei, the Yoz Lagabi Hayu Matchilei. Then the case with these two fathers, that they both had a Bechor, and one died, and both the fathers gave the money, they paid up Pinyin Aben already. And then when one son died, they can't get the money back from the Kayin. The Mishnah says, if they paid it to two separate Kahanim, so when the father goes to each Kayin like, or even if it was one husband, one father, but he paid to two different Kahanim, so he goes to each Kayin has the right to say that the money I took was for the Ben Ezechai, not for the Ben Ezechai. Therefore the father cannot get his money back from the Kayin, because each Kayin has the right to say, I have the money for the one that's alive. That's called Maishinah Shnei Kahanim V'yoz L'gabi Hayu Matchilei V'yoz L'gabi Hayu Matchilei. His southern svar should be Kayin Echonami. Even though they're both going to one Kayin, if the father gave the tenth loin to one Kayin, or the two husbands gave the money to one Kayin, the same thing, Leiz L'gabi Hayu V'lechayim Leiz L'gabi Hayu V'lechayim. Like when each father comes to the Kayin to ask back for his five loin, let the Kayin say, listen, the money I took now was for the other ones, for the one that's alive, not for the one that's a mate. Since there are two separate husbands here, even though they both gave the money to the same Kohen, the Kohen took 10 Sloyim, but still, how come the Kohen has to pay back 5 Sloyim, because one kid died? Let the Kohen be marked for each one of them and say, you prove it to me which one died, and I'll pay you back. Since each one can't prove it, let's also say, I'm Mishmach Beirol over Raya. Tomorrow says, I'll tell you, Omar Shmuel, the Bor Bahashur, we're talking about here where both husbands come together with the Shtar Hashur, just to say one, the real one gave permission for the other one to